Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will start a series of classes related to the month of Ramadan. And actually, the title of this series of classes is Sincerity is Our Goal. Actually, we must realize that sincerity means to do all the deeds only for Allah. That is to say, to win the pleasure and reward from Allah. Sincerity means to purify our deeds in order to make them purely intended for Allah the Almighty. In this series of classes, inshallah, we will learn everything about sincerity. We will learn what is sincerity, what is the source of sincerity, why sincerity is a great mercy for the spirit, why sincerity is a must for any deed to be accepted, what is the importance of sincerity, and inshallah we will learn also in full details about sincerity regarding fasting, sincerity regarding as-salah, prayer, sincerity regarding our dua, and how it is a must for all our deeds and for our dua, our prayer and our fasting to be accepted. Also we will learn about sincerity regarding our recitation of the Holy Quran. Inshallah we pray to Allah the Almighty that inshallah Allah will accept from us inshallah this effort for his sake, and that inshallah after learning all about sincerity, Allah will grant us this sincerity, and inshallah we will be from the sincere believers. Ameen. Let us start today by learning about sincerity as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, and it is a command from Allah the Almighty regarding worshipping him. We will start inshallah by recitation from surah number 98, surah al-bayyina, verse number 5. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none by him alone and perform as-salat and give zakat, and that is the right religion. What is the meaning of this verse of the Quran? In this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is teaching us that the religion is clear and the faith is simple through the ages. It is simply the worship of Allah alone, sincere and pure submission to Allah, detachment from polytheism. Actually, the faith or the religion is the establishment of regular worship and the payment of the prescribed zakat. So, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah is clarifying that it is the command of Allah for the human beings regarding worshipping Allah is to have sincerity regarding worshipping him alone, not to have any partners with him, and to pray the as-salah and to give az-zakah, and this actually that is the right religion. Accordingly, from this verse of the Quran, it is clear that sincerity is the key to your station with Allah, and we must have this fact clear in our minds. And now we will recite another verse from the Holy Quran which is clarifying the importance and the command of Allah regarding worshipping him with sincerity. Inshallah, we will read from Surah number 30, verse 1, 2, and 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. ألا لله الدين الخالص. صدق الله العظيم. The revelation of this book, the Quran, is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Verily, we have sent down the book to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in truth. So, worship Allah alone, and do your deeds sincerely for Allah's sake only. Actually, in these verses of the Holy Quran, the address is to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, the recipient of the book, the Quran, and also the address is to his followers. The message for them all is that to worship Allah alone, sincere in their devotion, and to conduct their life on this basis. It is a complete system, starting with a firm belief that is transformed into a way of life for both the individual and the community. In these verses of the Holy Quran, Allah is clarifying the importance of sincerity regarding worshipping Him. That is to say, the importance of having only Allah as their Lord, the one whom they worship, with full devotion, and also to conduct the life on the basis of the belief in the oneness of Allah. So we must believe that the sincere believer in Allah's oneness submits only to Allah, bowing his head to none other than Allah, and asking nothing from others. Nothing from others. Only Allah is the powerful, and only Allah is the Lord, and only Allah is the one whom we ask for all what we are looking for. Indeed, all other creatures are weak, unable to do any good, because they don't have any power or will. Only Allah is the one who has the power, and Allah is the one who has the will, and Allah is the one who controls the life and the universe. It is Allah alone who gives, Allah alone who showers us with the blessings, Allah alone who can actually answer our prayers. What is the use then of turning to anyone other than Allah for help when all are powerless and only Allah is the one who has the power? Actually, a sincere believer recognizes the unity of the system that conducts all affairs in the universe, realizes that the code of living which Allah has chosen for mankind is planned to achieve harmony between Him and all of Allah's creatures. That is to say, all creatures are friendly towards Him, so He doesn't hurt, destroy, or waste anyone or anything. He is always in peace regarding all His life. A sincere believer actually will obey the Allah. So he will have all his actions and all his manners as a translation of the rules of the Holy Quran and the sayings and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Actually, the sincere believer will live his life as a way to obey Allah and actually to do the good deeds. And his intention from obeying Allah's rules and doing the good deeds is to please Allah the Almighty and to receive the reward only from Allah the All-Powerful. So, if we want to learn about the sincere believer, in conclusion, he is the believer who is believing in the unity of Allah, in the oneness of Allah, and the believer who is living his life according to the rules of the Holy Quran and according to the sayings and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, and he is the sincere believer that his intention from all his actions and deeds is only to please Allah and to receive the reward from Allah the Almighty. This is the way of life for the sincere believer, and actually this is the reality of the belief in the oneness of Allah, is to have Allah as the only Lord and the only helper in our life, and to live our life to please Him and to receive the reward only from Him. Now inshallah we will recite from the same surah, surah number 39, Surah Az-Zumar. We will recite from verse number 11 to verse number 16 to know more about the important sincerity regarding our life as Muslims inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عبادي فاتقون. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us learn about the translation. Say, O Muhammad, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him and doing the righteous deeds sincerely for His sake only. And I am commanded this in order that I may be the first of those who submit themselves in Islam as Muslims. Say, O Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Verily, if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of the great day. Say, O Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Allah alone I worship by doing religious deeds sincerely for his sake only, and not to show off and not to set up rivals with him in worship. So worship what you like besides him. Say, O Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. The losers are those who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Verily, that will be a manifest loss. They shall have coverings of fire above them and covering of fire beneath them. With this Allah doth frighten His slaves. O my slave, therefore fear me. Actually, this declaration by the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, outlining what he is commanded to do with regard to worship, devotion and submission, is very important in keeping the belief in Allah's oneness pure, as Islam wants it to be. The declaration was made once more with the Prophet's announcement that he will stick to his way, announcing, I am addressing all worship to Allah and submitting myself to him. As for you, you can follow any way you want. Worship whomever you wish, but this will lead you to the worst loss, a loss of oneself, as one goes to hell. So actually, in these verses of the Holy Quran, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, is clarifying that he was commanded by Allah to worship Allah with sincerity and to be actually the first of those who submit themselves to Allah as Muslims. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, actually he is saying that verily if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of the great day. This is actually a warning from Allah on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him. This is a warning to all the Muslims and to all the human beings that for those whom they choose to disobey Allah, they must be be actually, they must be aware that they will receive the torment on the day of resurrection. Accordingly, and to avoid that punishment on the day of the of resurrection, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, clarified that he is worshipping Allah alone and he is doing his religious deeds sincerely for the sake of Allah, not to show off and not to set up rivals with Allah in worship. So this is the message from Allah on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, to all of us the Muslims, that we must worship Allah alone, we must worship Allah with sincerity, we must obey all the commands of Allah for the sake of Allah's pleasure, and actually we must forget totally about the showing off regarding our worshipping of Allah, because if we choose to worship Allah for the sake of showing off with the people, actually the hell will be our final destination, because sincerity is a must regarding worshipping Allah, sincerity is a must regarding our deeds to be accepted by Allah, and sincerity is a must for us if we are looking for the paradise to be our final destination. In these verses of the Holy Quran, again, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, is clarifying the fact that that he must say to everyone that the real losers are those whom they lose themselves and they lose their families on the day of resurrection, and actually this is a manifest loss, and the cause of the loss is that they were not sincere regarding the worshipping of Allah alone, and actually they have rivals with Allah in worship. Accordingly, Allah will not accept their deeds, and they actually will be having the hell as their final destination. They will have covering of the fire above them, covering of the fire beneath them, and Allah is frightening them so that they will actually realize the importance of sincerity regarding their deeds to be accepted, and also they will realize the importance of believing in the oneness of Allah, obeying the commands of Allah, looking for the pleasure of Allah, and looking for the reward only from Allah, and forgetting completely about the human beings whom they are powerless and whom they cannot give any benefit or prevent any harm. And inshallah, to know about the addition of sincerity from the verses of the Holy Quran, we will recite now from Surah number 6, chapter number 6, and we will recite inshallah verse number 162, 163, and 164. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون. The translation of these verses of the Quran. Say, O Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Verily, my salat, prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the mankind, jinn and all that exists. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. Say, shall I seek a Lord other than Allah? While Allah is the Lord of all things, no person earns anything except against himself only, and no bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. Then unto your Lord is your return, so he will tell you that wherein you will have been differing. So actually, these verses of the Holy Quran, we must know its meaning, so that inshallah we will learn in details about the meaning of sincerity. These verses of the Quran express complete dedication with every pulse and every life movement. It is a form of glorification of Allah and submission to Him in the most absolute of terms. It combines prayer, life and death, and all acts of life and death. All is dedicated to Allah alone, the Lord of all the worlds, who controls and sustains them all and conducts and determines all their affairs. It is a sort of submission to Allah that leaves out nothing within oneself. One life without dedicating it totally to Allah. These verses of the Quran actually are clarifying that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, was commanded by Allah the Almighty, as he is the first of the Muslims, that is to say, the first of the believer in the oneness of Allah. There is no God but Allah. Actually, he was commanded to have the intention regarding all his deeds in this worldly life, to have the intention that all his deeds are for the sake of Allah the Almighty. The meaning of the word "for the sake of Allah the Almighty" is that all the acts are and all the deeds are obeying the commands of Allah, deeds of obeying of commands of Allah, looking for the pleasure of Allah and the reward from Allah. So this is the meaning of the word sincerity. This is the meaning of the word "for Allah's sake," is that to obey Allah, looking for His pleasure and actually looking for His reward. Accordingly, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing upon him, is clarifying that he was commanded, okay, to have that intention regarding all his deeds for the sake of Allah. And all the Muslims, the followers of Islam, the followers of the religion of Islam, okay, they are commanded to follow Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in all his deeds and in all his beliefs. Accordingly, all of us, the Muslims, we must have all our deeds for the sake of Allah, that is to say, to have the sincerity towards Allah in all our deeds. And actually, this is actually the command of Allah. In verse number 164, there is actually a question which is actually have an answer. Let us know the question and let us know the meaning of the question, so that we can be clear regarding the sincerity to Allah the Almighty, the only Lord in this worldly life. This verse asks amazement. Am I then to seek a Lord other than Allah, when He is the Lord of all things? So long, the answer to that question is very simple. So long Allah is the Lord of all things, so I only seek Allah as my Lord. So my only Lord is Allah. Actually, we must all the time have this fact clear in our spirit, clear in our mind. Our only Lord and the only Lord in this worldly life is Allah the Almighty. The answer to that question is, I never seek a Lord other than Allah, because Allah is my master. Allah is the only one who conducts all my affairs. Allah is the only one who determines my course in my life. And when I am accountable to Allah for my intentions and actions, I will be rewarded for my actions of obedience to Allah. So I seek only a Lord. My only Lord is Allah. I will never seek any Lord except Allah, because Allah is the one, the whole universe is in hands, and both of you and me are sustained by Him. I only choose Allah as my Lord because everyone will be actually questioned about his sins, and the only one who will actually forgive our sins is Allah, our only Lord. So I have my Lord, my only Lord, the only Lord is Allah the Almighty, because Allah the Almighty is the one who has the power, and also He is the All Merciful, who is actually has the, His mercy to forgive our sins. My only Lord, Allah, because I will return to Him. I will return to Him for the on the day of reckoning. And actually, Allah will be the only one who, out of His mercy, can forgive my sins. I have only Allah, and Allah is only my Lord, because He is the one who is showering me with all the blessings. And also, He is the one who is the source of all the provision. So I must be all the time grateful to Allah, because Allah is the most merciful. I have only one Lord, and my only Lord is Allah, because Allah is the one who grants the grace and the forgiveness to all those who repent of their misdeeds, and only Allah the one whom I can call on. I can actually do my dua for Him, and I can reach Him day and night in every place and in any time, and at that time, inshallah, He can answer my call and He can make for me an outlet from every problem. Allah is the only power. Allah is the source of all the mercy. Allah is the source of the provisions. Allah is the one who is showering us with His blessings. Allah is the one who forgives our sins. Allah is the one who hears our dua. Allah is the one who answers our dua. Allah is the one who makes for us an outlet from every hardship. Allah is the only one who can actually give us what we are looking for. Allah is the one who can do everything. Allah is the one who controls life by the word be and it is be. Allah is the one who can change everything in the blinking of the eye. In no time, we must all the time have the full belief from the depth of our heart that the only Lord in this life and in the other life and in the universe and for everyone, the only Lord is our Lord Allah, the Almighty, the most merciful, the provider, the sustainer, Allah, the actually the one who is providing us with all the blessings. This fact must be clear in the spirit of every Muslim. Accordingly, when this fact is clear, actually you will be directed immediately to the feeling of sincerity towards Allah. So long Allah is everything, and Allah is the power in this life, and Allah is the one who is actually taking care of me, and Allah is the one who is showering me with His blessings, I only obey Him. I only ask Him. I only follow His rules. And all of this I am doing for the pleasure of my Lord, for the pleasure of the Most Merciful, for the pleasure of the Sustainer, the Provider, Allah, the one whom we love more than ourselves. Allah is the hope for us, the Muslims, the believers, inshallah. In conclusion, sincerity is a command from Allah the Almighty, so that our acts be accepted by Allah, and inshallah we will be rewarded the paradise so long we have sincerity. Sincerity means to do all the deeds for the sake of Allah, obeying the commands of Allah, looking for the pleasure of Allah. Actually, in the Holy Quran, we have the chapter number 112, which actually is the chapter and the surah of Ikhlas, that is to say the surah of sincerity, which was revealed in Mecca. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah is saying, say, He is Allah, the One, Allah, He begets not, nor was He begotten, and there is no comparable to Him. Actually, Allah is the One, Allah is the One. As-Samad is the one who doesn't give birth, nor was he born, because there is nothing that is born except that it will die, and there is nothing that dies except that it leaves behind inheritance. And indeed Allah doesn't die and he doesn't leave behind any inheritance. And the meaning, there is no comparable to him, this means that there is none similar to him, none equal to him, and there is nothing at all like him, because Allah begets not, nor was he begotten. Allah is the all-powerful, Allah is the controller of everything, Allah is the creator of everything, Allah is actually the all-knower, he knows everything, he knows the seen and the unseen, he is the only Lord. This is the chapter of sincerity to Allah the Almighty. Regarding this of the Holy Quran, chapter number 112, Surah Al-Ikhlas, the chapter of sincerity, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, by Allah, verily it is equivalent to a third of the Quran, because this actually chapter is mentioning the names of Allah, and it is about the unity of Allah and the oneness of Allah, and because of that it is equal to the third of the Quran. And actually now we will learn a story which will clarify to us the importance of having sincerity regarding our deeds and the power of sincerity, inshallah. Once there was a worshipper who worshipped Allah the Almighty. It came to him that the people are worshipping a tree at a certain location. So he decided to cut down that tree. He picked up his axe and set out to cut it down. Shaitan, Iblis, appearing before him in the form of an old man, asked, where are you headed for? The pious worshipper replied, I intended to cut down the tree which is being worshipped by the people, because the people must worship Allah only. Hold yourself till you hear what I have to say, said Shaitan to him. So Shaitan said, Allah the Almighty has his own prophets, and if it has been essential to cut down the tree, he would have sent them to perform the task. However, the pious worshipper didn't agree with Shaitan and continued on his way. The shaitan was very angry and he said, there is no way I shall let you do it. And he began to fight with the worshipper, and the worshipper was so strong to overcome the shaitan and to put him to the ground. The shaitan bleated, wait, I have something else to say to you. If you refrain from cutting the tree, I shall place 2 dinars, that is to say some money, beneath your pillow every day. The pious worshipper said, if you speak the truth, I shall give 1 dinar in charity, while the other dinar I shall put it to my use. Thus the pious worshipper accepted to the request of the shaitan, who left him alone. And for 2 days the pious worshipper received the money. But unfortunately on the third day there was no money. So the worshipper was very upset and distressed, and he picked up his axe and foot to cut down the tree. On the way, the pious worshipper met Shaitan again, who asked him, "Where are you headed for?" "I am going to cut that tree," replied the pious worshipper. The Shaitan replied, "There is no way you are going to do it." Once again, they began to fight, but this time Shaitan overcame the pious worshipper and he pushed him to the ground, ordering him, "Turn back or I will kill you." The pious worshipper was very upset and he said to the Shaitan, "Leave me alone and I shall return. But tell me, how was it that I had managed to overcome you on the previous occasion?" Shaitan answered, "On that occasion you had set out only for Allah and you were sincere in your intention to cut the tree. As a result, Allah subjected me for you, but this time you were angry for your own self. You were angry for the money, so I could overpower you." The Shaitan said that when you have the pure intention to Allah, when you have sincerity to Allah, Allah gave you the power to overcome me, and Allah make you actually to push me to the ground. But when you have your intention for the money, you were very weak, and I can overcome you and put you to the ground. So the lesson from that story is that when you have the sincerity towards Allah in any deed, Allah will give you the power to do the deed in the best shape and Allah will reward you. But when you have the worldly life as an intention for your deed, Allah will not help you and you will be the true loser. So at the end of this first class, which we are learning about the sincerity towards Allah the Almighty, we must be all the time calling on Allah to actually to give us that very important actually gift from Allah, which is sincerity. That is to say, to make our hearts all the time looking for obeying the commands of Allah, looking for the pleasure of Allah, looking for the reward only from Allah, having Allah the Almighty as our Lord, whom we call only on Him and we ask help only from Him, and we'll do all our deeds for His sake. And inshallah, we will continue to learn more and more about the details of sincerity in all our acts of worship and in all our acts in this worldly life during these classes in the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.